This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
We won't take it anymore.
All city services have been suspended today in L.A., where more than 11,000 workers are on strike. KCBS TV reporter Lori Perez is there.
The mayor said the city of Los Angeles is not going to shut down. My office is implementing a plan ensuring no public safety or housing and homelessness emergency operations are impacted by this action, and we will continue bargaining in good faith.
Arrest warrants are out over a violent fight on a riverfront dock in Montgomery, Alabama. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Montgomery, Alabama police have charged three white men with misdemeanor assault after they allegedly attacked the black co-captain of a riverboat. It was caught on video as the black man tried to get the white men to move their pontoon boat so the larger boat could dock on the riverfront in Alabama's capital city.
We were unable to present any inciting a riot or racially biased charges at this time.
Daryl Elbert is the Montgomery police chief.
And he says more charges are coming. Ohio voters are deciding now whether to make their state constitution harder to amend. Today's special election could increase the threshold for voters to change it based on a simple majority. And that could determine whether amendments, including a measure to allow abortions in the state, passes in November. President Biden's protecting lands near the Grand Canyon.
I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to protect almost 1 million acres of public land around Grand Canyon National Park as a new national monument.
That area is sacred to indigenous peoples. A shark attack shut down beaches in New York City. CBS's Matt Piper.
A 65-year-old woman was bitten by a shark in the water in the borough of Queens, and there are reports that she lost 20 pounds of flesh, losing a large chunk of her left leg above the knee.
Just finding out about a shark bite just blew my mind.
There has not been a shark attack on Rockaway Beach since 1953.
Nothing compares.
Singer Sinead O'Connor was laid to rest today in Ireland.
Final applause for Sinead O'Connor as her funeral cortege, blasting reggae music, pulls up in front of the seaside Irish townhouse where she lived for 15 years. The 56-year-old singer and activist was found unresponsive in her London home late last month, her fans throwing flowers onto the hearse as it passed.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker reporting.
It's me.
Taylor Swift led MTV Video Music Award nominations today with 8 nods, including Video of the Year for Antihero. She's won that award 3 times, and a 4th would break her own record. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This week, a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with killing Peters and leaving her body in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls on April 24, 2022. He's being charged with homicide and 2 counts of sexual assault. If he's tried as an adult and convicted of homicide, he would have to serve a mandatory life sentence. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed and would address other evidence as the hearings continued this week. Hearings will continue this morning after 4 witnesses took the stand yesterday. A ruling on where the case will be tried won't happen until at least tomorrow, the earliest day that some of the witnesses will be able to appear in court. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that today will be hot, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but rain chances are on the way tomorrow and the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court. Court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
All right, here we go.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I assure you, this will be a terrific Tuesday edition. I'm feeling great about it.
Happy Tuesday to you. Crudy Taco Tuesday, as it were. Casper, work of the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy days to us all.
You know, last night, a very important night in the Crudy household, made me feel a little old. My youngest, Karsten, turned 17 last night.
Oof, you are old.
Took him out to one of your finer dining restaurants. Outback.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best for my family.
That's
if you know
right.
what I'm saying.
Hey,
not that there's anything wrong with
the
that.
Volume, man. It's all the volume. You gotta feed those kids, you know, at 17.
Happy birthday, Karsten. But the old Happy man's birthday. Feeling kind of old.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, a couple of complaints, mostly from you. Talked a lot about that boat. Some implied that might not have been my strongest effort. A little too much boat talk, apparently.
Yeah, you think? I can't believe it. Who would say such a thing?
Well, Jeff from Sherwood gave us a great rating early in hour two. But Dom, this show could be really great, or it could be a failure to launch, like a Scott Walker failed presidential campaign.
Hey, come on now. He was hot out of the gates. He just burned out around the first turn.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Very much like Ron DeSanctimonious' campaign.
Ooh,
I don't even have much good to say about the man. You know,
he fired his campaign manager today. That's a big move. You know, they're rebooting the DeSantis campaign. You know, anything.
Do they have this campaign on an AOL account? You got to reboot that often? Windows 99? What are they doing?
Floppy disk. He's got to, take it out and put another one in.
Well, anyways, Dom, here's what I want to talk about today. Do you know how many times my governor, our governor, Tony Evers, has called for special legislative sessions in the state of Wisconsin? How many times, Dom?
I know, Crudy, because I read. 12!
12 times. He drinks and he knows stuff. Dominic Salvia, my partner.
Thank you. I'm here for you.
12 times Governor Tony Evers has called special legislative sessions. And he's done so again, Dom, in a very important topic. And, the yet is unsaid. How many times have the Republicans actually taken action and not just gaveled in and gaveled out?
Gaveling in and gaveling out is, in fact, taking action. right? I mean, that is a thing. Doing nothing is a thing. That is a choice.
Doing nothing 12 times is starting to be a bad thing.
Yeah,
that's not governance per se.
It seems like they're really not interested in governing, or at least, you know, taking up Evers' ideas to, I don't know, move Wisconsin forward. I'm talking with my thumbs.
Very Scott Walker, non-presidential like.
Yeah.
Here's the headline. Tyler Katzenberger and Yash Roy at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Governor Tony Evers proposes $1 billion for child care workforce, despite Republican lawmakers already denying similar plans. Why are Republicans against child care and workforce development dollars? That would be my question, but let's read beyond the headline. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is calling on state lawmakers to put $1 billion towards child care services and workforce development programs. Now, what do Republicans tell us all the time? Oh, either Wisconsinites are lazy.
Yes, we've heard that. Michaels, I believe.
Yeah, gubernatorial nominee Tim Michaels on behalf of the Republicans. How'd that work out for him?
No, he's not the governor.
Either they call us lazy, or they tell us the workforce ill-prepared for the job offerings they have. You know, maybe it's the $9 an hour wage being offered, but that's a different thing. But anyways, a long shot request, as it's being described in the journalism here, Evers trying to put $1 billion towards child care and workforce development is a Hail Mary, Dom. A long shot request, similar to failed spending proposals introduced during the state budget writing process, that Republicans who control the state legislature, I would point out, it's not written here, but I'm pointing it out, Dom, only through the most partisan gerrymander in perhaps our nation's history, not because that is the will of Wisconsin voters, they controlled the legislature. And they quickly promised to reject these proposals again. Evers' $1 billion plan would allocate more than $365 million to child care programs, guarantee 12 weeks of paid family and medical leaves for Wisconsin workers, and invest $66.4 million in UW system schools, award nearly $200 million for UW-Madison's proposed engineering building, you know, the one that would crank out 1,000 engineers per school year that the Republicans rejected, that they raised $100 million in private investment to help fund that one. Oh, yeah, read on. And millions more for workforce education and grant programs, Dom. Seems like a good deal. I like this plan. I bet Republicans hate this plan.
The proposed special legislation, a legislative session scheduled for September 20th, is also Evers' latest attempt to extend funding for Child Care Counts, a pandemic-era program that has helped keep child care centers open in an unstable economy. Evers and Democrats tried on multiple occasions to include $340 million in permanent funding for the program in the new two-year state budget, but Republican lawmakers included $15 million for other child care services instead. Child care counts will run out of funds by January of 2024 without additional funding, something Democrats and program advocates warn could trigger large tuition hikes for parents, worsen staff shortages, and shutter child care providers. Here's a quote. "That's a completely catastrophic but preventable scenario for our kids. So I'm calling on the legislature to invest more than $365 million in child care support statewide and child care programs that we already know are successful," Evers said Tuesday at Tiny Green Trees, a nature-based child care center in Milwaukee. It's really not rocket science, he said. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Devin LeMahieu dismissed Evers' announcement in statements Tuesday, with Voss calling it nothing more than a rehash of Tony Evers' Texas spend budget that did nothing to address long-term child care industry challenges. Republicans made the decision to return the budget surplus to the taxpayers through a middle-class tax cut. Governor Evers vetoed it, Voss said, referencing Evers' a partial veto of GOP tax cuts included in the state budget last month. Now he's rushing to spend billions of dollars again so it can't be given back? Rep. Mark Bourne, a Republican from Beaver Dam, who co-chairs the legislature's budget writing committee, told the Journal Sentinel on Tuesday he had no interest in reopening budget deliberations, effectively paralyzing Evers' workforce development plans. Bourne said he would instead focus on sending $3.3 billion in tax cuts that Evers vetoed back to the hardworking taxpayers of Wisconsin. Seems like we've had this conversation once or twice. And as you mentioned, Evers, during his first term in office, called on Republican lawmakers in a special session 12 times! 12, Crudy, the second most in a four-year term of any Wisconsin governor. Most tried but failed to urge legislative action from Republicans on issues they already proposed. What else we got here? Here's what Evers believes. This session will be different than past special sessions. I don't know why he would. The answer is always the same. Yeah, we don't want to do that, but instead, let's take that money and tax cuts. Here's what Evers said. I know Republicans do not want to be responsible for farmers, hospitals, schools, and other businesses in their district not being able to find workers because parents care for their kids. If they don't take this seriously, it will not be a bipartisan responsibility for the financial consequences, but their responsibility. Their responsibility, Crudy. Do you think that's going to force them to do anything besides offer, you know, let's see, what do we have a problem with? Everything else? What's the solution? Tax cuts.
Well, if you just sent the money back to the people, they claim. Especially the rich people, they're donors. They love when they can send some money back. You know, the widow Hendricks' way,
people.
Or
especially
perhaps to the U-lines. Especially those people. Dom, I don't understand why Republicans so hate the working class people of the state of Wisconsin. Because while they're trying to give away tax cuts, and no doubt there are some tax cuts, I would differ with Tony Evers. I don't know why he vetoed that secondary one. I understand why he vetoed the top one, but not the second one. Okay, figure that out through a legislative piece. Reconfigure. Do what you got to do, Republicans. But why not help out people with little kids in childcare? You're the pro-life party. You want the babies. What do you do with the babies when mom and dad got to go back to work? Well, not everyone's grandma can take them. You know, these generational, multi-generational families where everyone lives in the same place and they watch the grandkids. I wish that was the model. I know there's MAGAs out there saying, man, I remember when America was great and grandma watched me. Barely let me eat the paint chips. Barely.
Barely.
But I got to tell you, my kids went to childcare. And when I had two of them in childcare, Tom, $1,300 a month.
Expensive back then, dude.
That was 17 years ago, right? Well, maybe right. 15, 16. The kid just turned 17. It wasn't that many years ago. But when we graduated from, like, you know, Little Red Preschool, and I mean, what a fine program. They did great by our kids. But it was like eliminating another mortgage payment.
Totally, dude.
And I got to tell you, Dom, these Republicans totally ignoring the governor of the state of Wisconsin. How can you not at least go and have hearings? Go have a special session. Go talk about these things. You know how many things Republicans refuse to talk about? They don't talk about anything. Tony has called 12 special sessions. The number of the day is 12. And they do nothing. They quit governing here in the state of Wisconsin. It's not even an election year. They got Tony to sign their crap budget, and now they're done.
Done.
12 times Tony Evers called special sessions.
Number 12.
Baker's dozen. Come back, more doubles.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So We have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some isolated storms, and highs in the mid-80s. Sunshine, low 80s on Thursday, with more rain late night into Friday. Friday afternoon warms up into the middle 80s. It's 82 right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Show, we love it when you participate at 844-967-2789, or if you download the Civic Media app and click on the text button, click on the call button, just hang out with us. Check it out. It's easy.
Easy as a cold beer on a summer's day, Dom.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Tom, I feel like we should have played, what is it, Home Sweet Home? Who is that? Poison? Motley Crue, maybe.
Motley Crue. Come on, man.
Old style beer. Leaving Milwaukee. Suck it, Milwaukee, in this case.
Oh, no.
No, I love you, Milwaukee. But in this case, suck it, Milwaukee. Because old style leaving Milwaukee and returning home to La Crosse, baby. Go to God's country.
You can't go home again, though, Crue.
Drake Bentley at the Journal Sentinel. I will absolutely go home and drink some old style in my old stomping grounds in La Crosse. You know, it's going to be Oktoberfest time. Old style is going home. Beginning in November. Oh, that's not soon enough for Oktoberfest. They got to start brewing it now. Beginning in November, the beer will be brewed in La Crosse again, where it was first brewed in 1902. After spending 24 years in Milwaukee as part of the Pabst Brewing, the company told La Crosse media outlets Monday, old style beer became so popular in the mid 20th century that they were the official sponsor of the Chicago Cubs. Boo! Sorry. And one of the Windy City's formidable beer brands over the years. Many bars around the Midwest have the iconic old style sign outside the establishment. And old style was first made as a premium beer by G. Heilman Brewing Company in La Crosse in 1902. Heilman was the city's major brewer in 1858 until the mid-1990s. I know I worked there at the time. And then they got bought out by an Australian group. And Crudy was at the press conference. I was there as a cameraman. Scott Hackworth
really?
Was my
that.
Reporter.
Okay.
And screwed up the video. It was like way too dark to use on the air. Oh, Hackworth wanted to beat my ass that night. I mean, this is the biggest news. La Crosse is losing ownership of their brewing company, effectively. And Crudy screwed up the video. That's why I'm in radio, man. A little bit more here. Old Style, which was Heilman's number one beer for nearly a century, helped start Oktoberfest USA in La Crosse roughly 65 years ago. Baby, they started my favorite tradition, Oktoberfest. The brand's rights to Old Style went to Pabst in 1999 after, I haven't heard this one in a while, Stroh Brewing Company dissolved the company after purchasing it from Heilemann in 1994. Got rid of it in 1994. I was working at WXOW TV19. City Brewing Company struck a deal with Pabst in 2019 to move much of Pabst production to City Brewery. And in addition to La Crosse, City Brewery has facilities in Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and California. Yeah, Dom, but La Crosse has the world's largest six-pack and six-packs pub crawl around Oktoberfest.
Oh, iconic, baby.
Are we gonna party up there for Oktoberfest? We going home?
I mean, you got to figure statute of limitations is probably run out between from college, right? So, yeah, I think we're all right.
I might still be on paper in La Crosse County. I got to be careful up there. We'll have a good time, though.
Bring your passport, Curdy.
844.
Bring a go bag.
844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Well, you know, the Republicans are so incredibly arrogant because they have been in absolute control of the legislature for what now, 13 years, something like that. They think that nobody's going to do anything about them. And, you know, so far they've been right. I mean, you know, they not only did they hold on to the legislature with the last redistricting, but thanks to our state Supreme Court, they actually almost increased to a veto-proof majority. The way I have it figured, George Orwell stated, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. I figure that makes one Republican animal vote about equal mathematically to 1.35 donkey votes. And these guys have got to be stopped. I'm afraid that what likely to happen is our state Supreme Court will say, yeah, this is ridiculous. It needs to be redistricted appropriately, and it will be immediately taken to the federal Supreme Court, and those six snakes that are in the oligarchy of the federal Supreme Court are going to say, oh, too late. Election's coming up in another little over a year. Can't do anything now. And they'll be in for another couple of years.
Jack, normally I might share your pessimism, but let's look to the North Carolina ruling. The ruling effectively in North Carolina, they didn't go that route. And the Alabama voting rights ruling. There's been a couple of encouraging signs and recent cases, Jack, that this U.S. Supreme Court, where normally I'm down with you, I get it, 6-3 partisans, but they can't wade into another case seemingly and change the recent precedent that they set. They're going to overturn themselves?
Yeah. They can't change the precedent that they set? That was a joke, right?
Well, sort of.
Given these guys, anything could happen. I really hope you're right, but I just don't trust the animals.
I'm right like 63% of the time, Jack. At least 63%. Come back with us. The old style polka. One of our texters and from La Crosse said, let me make sure I get this right. Texted in on WLCX. Dana in La Crosse text, do you know if they'll be using the original recipe for old style? It's returning to La Crosse if you're just joining us, because they did change it back there in the 80s or the 90s. And as Dana says, it was crap. What was the first beer you ever got drunk on, Dom?
Oh, probably
old style.
Budweiser.
Hams. Worst. Worst beer ever to get drunk on for the very first time. Hams. No, it was red, white, and blue. It was quite bad. Not like old style. Returning home to beautiful La Crosse, the namesake behind La Crosse.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Thousands of city workers are striking in Los Angeles for the first time in more than 40 years. KCBS TV reporter Kara Finstrom's there.
They are
are saying they have been overworked, they are being underpaid, and they are looking for the city also to try and recruit more workers, more support staff for them.
Police in Montgomery, Alabama are asking people to share more video from that viral riverboat fight. CBS's Errol Barnett.
If you have footage, if you were there, share them with local police so they can better fill out exactly what happened. But they're working with the FBI. There may be a hate crime element, a riot element.
So far, warrants are out for at least three people. And Ohio's holding a special election now that could increase the votes needed to pass an abortion amendment in November. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is really the latest front in this battle over what abortion laws will look like in the country. It's really a patchwork.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This week, a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with killing Peters and leaving her body in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls on April 24, 2022. He's being charged with homicide and two counts of sexual assault. If he's tried as an adult and convicted of homicide, he would have to serve a mandatory life sentence. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed and would address other evidence as the hearings continued this week. Hearings will continue this morning after four witnesses took the stand yesterday. A ruling on where the case will be tried won't happen until at least tomorrow, the earliest day that some of the witnesses will be able to appear in court. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that today will be hot, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but rain chances are on the way tomorrow and the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I told you it's going to be a terrific Tuesday edition, Dom. And I got great news for you and the audience listening at home or in their cars or wherever they're at.
I love great news, Crudy.
And it's not that I got Stevie Nicks tickets for later tonight.
I do.
That's not my great news. My great news, Bernie Sanders coming to Madison. Capital Times Ideas Fest. And we got the Capital Times editor, at least one of them, John Nichols, joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. But I was happy to hear this news.
Yeah, man, that's fun.
Bernie Sanders has come to Madison many times to campaign on behalf of his own presidential bids and the candidates of many candidacies of many progressive contenders who have sought his backing. but his appearance at the 2023 Capital Times Idea Fest on UW-Madison campus will be different. Different, I tell you, Dom. Now, we had Bernie Sanders on this fine program, I believe, Dom, let me see if I can remember. I believe it was March 29th, 2016. Got a couple questions. And Bernie was nice. He came on primary day, and Bernie won this state in the 16 primary, double digits. Bernie Sanders was dominant. And strangely, on the other side of the ticket, if you'll recall, Ted Cruz. Righty Whitey Talk Radio was all down for Ted Cruz. Cruz beat Trump by like 13.
And think, oh, how things have changed.
Oh, no kidding, man.
Right.
I never changed, Dom. I still love Bernie Sanders. The independent senator from Vermont will appear in Memorial Union, Shannon Hall, at 7 p.m. on the evening of Friday, September 22nd. I hope my wife didn't think I was taking her away for her birthday that weekend. Sanders is coming to Madison to engage in a wide-ranging discussion of structural barriers to change in America and how to overcome them. Sanders often complains that when he does media interviews, he's only asked about matters of the moment. It frustrates him. Indeed, in the new book that the senator and I wrote together, not I, the author of this little piece.
John Nichols, not Crudy.
It's okay to be angry about capitalism. Sanders muses about the fact that over many years as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives in the U.S. Senate and a presidential candidate, have appeared on every major Sunday news show and the devil's advocates, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, numerous times, and have done thousands of TV interviews. Yet in all those interviews, I've never been asked about some of the most important and profound issues facing our country. Never! And it's not just me. There are issues of enormous consequences that are almost totally ignored by corporate media. Now, Dom, the book features a list of questions that never get asked. Do you have some of these questions?
I'm here for you, man.
Help
here's
me,
a
man.
Question.
What's here's a question that never gets asked?
What does it mean morally, economically, and politically that three multi-billionaires own more wealth than the 160 million Americans who make up the bottom half of our society?
What does that mean,
Why?
Dom?
Why do we have more income and wealth inequality today than at any time in the past century? What does it mean that in an economy supposedly based on free enterprise and competition, three Wall Street firms, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, manage $22 trillion in assets and are major shareholders in more than 96% of S&P 500 companies? Question mark. Now, I would say this. Bernie Sanders is extremely on message, on point. All the time.
Very disciplined.
Very disciplined. And so he continues to say these things. And when I read these words, I could just see him, because Bernie Sanders, we've seen him enough. That's how he talks. These are the things that he is passionate about. These are the things he continues to bring.
The top 1% of the top 1% has got all of the wealth.
Whether or not, you know, corporate mainstream media addresses these issues. Another question. Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Norway, have made enormous progress over the years in providing a high quality of life for their citizens and, according to international surveys, are generally at the top of the list in terms of human happiness. What can we learn from these countries in terms of social policy? Or, here's another question, the scientific community, for many decades, has made it crystal clear that climate change and all the dangers it poses in terms of drought, floods, extreme weather disturbances, and disease is the result of carbon emissions from the fossil fuel industry. And yet, despite all this evidence, the oil companies spent millions of dollars lying about this reality and about their responsibility. What should Congress do to hold the fossil fuel industry accountable for the enormous destruction they have caused the planet?
I know the answer. They will do nothing, Dom.
They will cash the checks.
The millions and billions being invested in many cases, Dom, is in Republican U.S. senators. They're not looking for legislative remedies for climate change. What Ron Johnson say could be good for the Midwest.
Oh, it's a hoax by the Chinese. Isn't that what the former guy, the thrice indicted leading Republican candidate for president, said?
Well, Dominic, wasn't July the hottest month ever in the recorded history of our planet?
Well, I mean, that's what they tell you.
But that's just weather, right?
And I wasn't there 100 years ago, so how do I really know?
Dom, those are some of the concerns Sanders and John Nichols, our later guests, will discuss at the Ideas Fest, an intimate conversation that will go far beyond the standard political discourse. And also, it's not just Bernie. Sanders won't be the only national figure who will appear at the Idea Fest for a deeper discussion of fundamental issues facing the country. We've had this gentleman on. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison will be there on Wednesday, September 20th, with his new book, Break the Wheel, Ending the Cycle of Police Violence. It was Ellison who, after the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer, took over the case and led the prosecution team that brought Derek Chauvin to justice. Here's a quote. Despite what we all know from the torture and murder of George Floyd, the story of the Herculean legal effort to bring the officers who killed Floyd to justice has never been told until now, according to Sherilyn Eiffel, the former president of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, in her enthusiastic endorsement in the book. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison takes us through the compelling story of the painstaking, extraordinary effort led to prosecute the officers who committed the most infamous racial murder by police in the history of our nation. So anyways, some big shots coming to that. I think we will play some part here at Civic Media in promotion of these events. And I guarantee you, I'll be feeling the burn that night, Dom. I'll be in the audience. Bernie in 2024 or bust.
Let's see. John Nichols concludes his piece here in the Cap Times. Again, John will be joining us in the happy hour. But here's what he throws out there. One of the sessions that excites me, John, the most will involve a pair of Wisconsinites, State Reps Francesca Hong from Madison and Christina Shelton from Green Bay, both Democrats, who will appear on Saturday, September 23rd, to discuss their groundbreaking work to renew Wisconsin's status in America's laboratory of democracy. Working with academics such as historian Harvey K. Harvey! As well as activists in Wisconsin and across the country, they've developed a legislative agenda that is every bit as ambitious as that of Robert M. La Follette and the progressive campaigners of a century ago. And you know, John Nichols loves some La Follette, as all of us do, at least most of us here. If you're listening, you don't know, you should check the man out. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. I've not been to the Idea Fest. I'm a big fest goer. I love fests. So maybe this will be one to put on the calendar and check out.
Well, here's an idea suggested on the text line coming from a listener on WMDX. They claim they'd be even more excited if the Old Style Brewing Company started brewing Special Export Light again. They must miss the Special Export Light, Dom.
Is it not being brewed anymore? Special X? Pretty sure Special X is still out there.
Do they? Do they make the Special Export Light, though?
I don't know. I don't know. It's been a while. Special X. So, John Nichols joining us at the top of the hour. The breaking news, though, Crudy, I want to throw this out there. Of course, Donald Trump has apparently got to, you know, his crew, his attorneys, got to go back to court. Protective order. They want to, you know, restrict what Donald Trump can do with all the evidence that they're going to present to him, which is supposed to be used for his defense. But of course, he wants to, you know, filter it and throw it out there for the people. And perhaps, you know, the Justice Department, the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, they're not down with all that. After Trump truthied out last week, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. Jack Smith and the boys and girls at the special prosecutor's office asked the judge for this order. The judge gave Trump's team until Monday, till yesterday, 5 o'clock, bringing their order, their response to it. They gave a response. The DOJ, they laid another one out. Now it's a timing. Well, we're going to have a hearing, she decides, after reading the responses. And the hearing's got to be somewhere, you guys got to agree, sometime between Wednesday and Friday. And the Justice Department says, well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that all works for us. Trump's attorneys, oh, they're, you know, we're really busy. How about, you know, maybe sometime next week? You know, the delay tactics from the defense of Donald Trump. And the judge has now apparently ruled in I guess about 10, 15 minutes ago.
What's your source, Tom? Just so I know.
The source is Politico. Kyle Cheney, a political reporter, tweeted out, "The court hereby schedules a hearing on the party's respective protective order proposals in this matter on August 11th at 10 a.m. Courtroom 9. Friday at 10 a.m. So, no, not next week. Sorry, that's not going to work for us. Now, still a delay, right? She could have ruled Monday, yesterday, and said, yep, you're right. This is not out of the ordinary Donald Trump. He's going to break this. We just know this. He cannot not do this, right? So whatever he's told to do, he won't be able to do it. And it's going to come to a head probably sooner than later. Probably sooner than later. He's already attacking the judge. He's already attacking people. I mean, that's what Trump does. How are you going to get him to stop it? Well, you're going to have to throw him in the clink. That's how you get him to stop it. And no matter what you Republicans and MAGAs think, he's not the president. He might get some special security for being an ex-president, but he's just another dude looking for a job. That's all he's doing. And he goes around and going to job interviews at these campaign events. That's all he's doing. If you're going to threaten judges and you're going to try to impede witnesses and harass witnesses and, you know, perhaps poison the jury pool, if that is your intent, you probably will not be walking around the free very long with this judge. I just don't think that's going to be very practical. So I'm throwing it out there, man. I don't know that Donald Trump will be able to keep himself out of the clink for breaking whatever rules are imposed upon him by this judge.
And this is Judge Tanya Chutkin's courtroom that they're going to have the hearing on Friday, Dom. That's my understanding. Yes. Smith's team responded it was available every day. Trump's suggested next week. Trump's team responded, President Trump will not appear. However, he would like to have both his counsel, John Lauro, and Todd Blanche at the hearing. Now, Todd Blanche is not available on Thursday since he must appear for a court proceeding in a prosecution brought against the same defendant, President Trump, by special counsel in the Southern District of Florida. Well, Trump's not going anyways, right? Mr. Laura is available on Thursday with the preference for an afternoon setting, you know, after siesta time, please. However, we lost Friday as an option. We would respectfully request a setting on Monday afternoon or Tuesday.
Friday as an option? You know, Friday, yada, 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 not going to work. How about Monday? They didn't get. What do you mean you lost Friday as an option? And of course, that's what Judge Chutkin specifically chose, Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern.
It says here in the article, Dom, it was not clear why Friday or Wednesday was not an option. You know, I go golfing on Friday, of course.
It's 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's the ideal work schedule.
You know, I used to accuse you of taking a lot of Fridays off. Then I took last Friday off, and you followed suit. We're going to have to work this Friday.
I know.
And apparently, that day Bernie Sanders comes to town, September 22nd. That's a Friday. Be working that day. And of course, Oktoberfest. That'll be the end of September, Dom. So we're starting to lay out the fall calendar already. Come back with us. Still a lot of show. And John Nichols from the Cap Times and the Nation. He's joining us in the Happier Happy Hour. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some isolated storms, and highs in the mid-80s. Sunshine, low 80s on Thursday, with more rain late night into Friday. Friday afternoon warms up into the middle 80s. It's 82 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hey, we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Crudy, on the same topic on Trump, on this hearing set for a Friday on the protective order. Trump today, he was out talking. Let's see, who is this? On the
trash talking, smack talking, was he? Reported.
Come on, that's all Trump does. No, he was very eloquent talking about policy. Yeah, right. Former President Donald Trump suggested on Tuesday that he would violate any gag order preventing him from talking about special counsel Jack Smith's election interference case against him. While speaking to a crowd of supporters in Windham, New Hampshire, Trump complained about Smith's request for a protective order. The order could prevent Trump from publicly targeting figures involved in the case. Well, no wonder why he's got a problem with it. Here's what Trump said on the stage in New Hampshire. Crooked Joe now wants the thug prosecutor, this deranged guy, to file a court order and take away my First Amendment rights so that I can't speak. This case is a ridiculous case. It is a First Amendment case, but we don't want Trump to speak. So they want me. They want to take away your rights on the First Amendment. See how he's done that, folks? Trump said a gag order would make campaigning difficult. When we say I can't talk, I'd love to, he added. I will talk about it. I will. They're not taking away my First Amendment. My First Amendment. I'm doing this for you, our First Amendment. So yeah, that's what Trump said today.
Can't gag him. Can't keep a good man down, Dom.
How does this play out, right? Of course
I'm really curious.
Yeah, because she will have no choice.
At some point she's going to have to remand him to prison.
Yes,
to jail,
to confinement, to whatever they decide.
I don't see how that happens without a conviction, man. They would burn it down.
How is it any different from anybody else, man? Anybody else? I mean, 1,000 other defenders went through, D.C., dude.
He's running for
this
president
is not an
right now.
Thing.
He's
you
a Republican
cannot,
front
and he will. So he will force the issue.
He's the Republican front runner, man. He's just
so he'll be the Republican front runner confined to home confinement or perhaps sitting in a D.C. jail.
He cannot violate the rules of the court.
I'm just saying. I don't know how else it plays out. I mean, given the circumstances, given what we know, show me a different possibility. Show me something else that is more likely that Trump will violate whatever order is given upon him. He will violate it. Yes, and there will be consequences. The judge will be forced to impose consequences. Yes, that
jail?
Will happen.
Jail?
I don't know. But
like real jail
me,
or like,
tell
you know,
me
like
how it works out.
Dictator locked up in your mansion, Mar-a-Lago jail. Man never leaves. What's he going to leave the house to do? Go golfing. That's about it. The man never leaves.
Let's get some callers in. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Gary from Stevens Point, you are up. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Welcome, Gary.
Morning. Or
to do, I guess. Whatever happened to the seditious conspiracy charges that were supposedly imminent, the incitement to violence? What, I mean, is Jack Smith that incompetent?
Well, I don't think there's incompetence. I think there's a second grand jury that's still investigating in the D.C. jurisdiction. We know that because Eileen Cannon exposed to Gary. But above and beyond that, yeah, is that what we're hoping for?
Well, I would say this, Gary. I think, you know, those other alleged crimes, I think will be harder to prove. I think what Smith is doing, what the DOJ is doing, is taking the lowest hanging fruit, stuff that they know will be speedy and stuff they have the easier proof on.
Yeah, he's doing a media show. And that's all
who's
it is.
Who's doing a media show, Gary? Because Jack Smith, I haven't seen him doing any media.
You must have missed his C-SPAN interview.
Well, you got me there, Gary. I'm not like a heavy P1 C-SPAN consumer.
Yeah, you just yammer on and don't pay attention to what's actually going on.
All right, Gary, apparently you pay attention. I really appreciate it. So why don't you edify? Oh, no, man, I wanted to hear Gary edify it, man. I wanted to hear Gary yam on and explain to me the 70 different charges of fraud and election interference and denying people's right to vote. Tell me about those things, Gary, on the road. I'd love to hear your perspective. How are those things legit? How are those things legal? And would you be fine if that was Obama or if that was Hillary doing that, Gary? I'm just looking for a little consistency and some edification. But thanks for listening. I look forward to speaking to you more often.
Gary must have been watching the C-SPAN when Jack Smith read his, prepared statements. Because he didn't appear on C-SPAN. Although, somewhere in the C-SPAN account, in 2011, Jack Smith is in their video library.
Yeah, Jack Smith didn't do any media after he was assigned special prosecutor. I highly doubt that's the case.
He's not the one out claiming he's got a First Amendment right to talk smack in public.
Right.
844-967-2789. Jeannie calling from beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hopefully listen on the Tap 93.5 FM. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Great radio station. I love it, and I'm very grateful to you guys because this is a wonderful gift to our area of the state. And thank you, guys. I couldn't help myself from calling. I usually like to listen lately. But, God darn it, I have to respond to that guy that called and give me an effing break.
Oh,
God
darn
it, we have to see. Huh? Oh, yeah. Anyway, you know, we're sick of seeing that lying son of a gun all the time, spreading lies, pulling the people in, saying, oh, I'm doing this for you. No, Trump, you were the one that tried to steal an election, wouldn't leave, no, you lost, caused an insurrection. I watch live. How idiotic do you think we are? Anybody that believes Gary has to have their ears cleaned or their head examined. One of the two. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but that's the smoke's coming out my ears. You take care, guys. Have a good day. Thank you.
Jeannie, just so you know, you apparently have fans in Fountain City, Wisconsin. Jeannie's got her own fan club. Here's what I would say about the Trump and the January 6th and the insurrection. These were crimes against us. We are the majority. We're the ones that elected Joe Biden. They're taking something from us or endeavoring to do so. And we, the American people, need to be a little more pissed in mass. Because I know Dom gets ranty and ravey sometimes on this radio program, but I don't understand why we tolerate guys like Gary from Stevens Point talking trash on this radio show. You lost that freaking election. Your guy's been lying ever since, committing crimes. He's a criminal, man. What do you want me to do? You bring out some evidence that Biden's a criminal? Prosecute his ass, too. I'm down. Put them all in the clink. Throw all the bums out. Except us. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're super cool. You're going to want to listen. We got John Nichols, our fine guest, at the top. Stick around. I know you will.
Back down.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.